gathered by a pleasant crew bound for America. Fresh water there we did take on 5,000 gallons.
There's Lunasa with a really great track, Patty's Green Shamrock Shore, and that features Derry Farrell, who's going to be coming with Lunasa when they come to the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on March 1st at 3 o'clock. And with me on the line is Trevor Hutchinson. Hi, sir. How are you?
How are you doing? Yeah, great, Chris. Yeah, I just flew in from Ireland yesterday, so just trying to get used to the time change, as always.
Traveling like that must be something for you guys, right? Because you always have to fly a good distance before you get to go someplace where you have to then travel a good distance every day.
Yeah, there's a lot of flying and a lot of sitting in the back of a van. So it's certainly not all glamour anyway, that's for sure.
Well, we're really glad you're coming to town.
Yeah, we're really excited to. I think the last time we were in that theater, I think, was with Natalie Merchant. Way back pre-COVID, I would imagine, probably 7 years ago or so. I'm not sure exactly when. Yeah, we're very happy to be back.
It was probably soon after that Kaz record came out, right? Because she was one of the vocalists on there.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Natalie sang on that album. Yeah, so I think it's about maybe 2019, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Time seems so fleeting at this point, doesn't it? How do you keep track of it anymore?
It was sort of a weird decade anyway. I think the COVID thing has kind of thrown us all a bit for, you know, it sort of seems like that decade kind of jumped somewhere. There's a weird little time warp in it.
Trevor, I want to test your memory. Go even back farther. Do you remember when you first were getting hooked up with the guys? How did Lunasa come about?
Well, Lunasa, it's probably like every band. It's got several different strands of origin, but the reason why it came together as Lunasa, there was different sort of different lineups before that featuring various members of the band. The reason for being Lunasa as such was I got asked to put a band together for an Australian tour when I was out there playing with Sharon Shannon in 96. And I met an agent and he said, if you can put a band together, I'll bring you out next year. So I thought, haha, okay. And I had various different things in mind. And at the time, I had been doing these little Scandinavian tours with Sean Smith and Donna Hennessy, our original guitarist, and they had been going quite well. So I thought, well, let's do that, but we need to augment it. We ended up on the first tour, we added Kevin to the lineup and went out for 6 weeks. And that was really to be it. There was no plans to do any more, but our agent there insisted that we record an album. So we did some live gigs around Ireland, recorded the first Lunasa album on, I think it all came from one gig in a little bar in Cork. That went really well in Australia, so our tour went fantastic. So we agreed to go out the next year and do it for 3 months. So we went back out again. We went back to our regular day jobs and bands and things in the interim, and then we went out again the next year. It went really well again, and then we thought, what the hell, let's make this our thing. I think all of us wanted to be involved in something which we controlled as opposed to working for someone else. And, you know, and that was almost 30 years ago. And we're still together with, you know, a couple of lineup changes, but nothing too major, which is, if you'd have asked me back then what the chances of even it lasting a year, I would have said virtually none.
I actually was going to ask you that because I was thinking, you know, it seemed like what you just described was kind of like, well, let's just do something. And you did something. And then here you are almost 30 years later. And I was going to say, were you expecting to be around still 30 years later?
Absolutely not. And, you know, sometimes I think things that are unplanned have, maybe if we'd have really thought hard about it and thought, well, what would really work? And, you know, we mightn't have. It mightn't have been as natural and spontaneous and might never have happened.
I guess the next thing is, well, here you are, you're throwing this band together, right? That was not necessarily intended to last 30 years. The name, how'd you guys settle on the name? Was that band name seems so hard to do?
It's very hard to do, and it was very hard to do in this instance. And what happened was, of course, our agent was, as we were recording the album, he was saying, look, guys, I need a name. I think at the time we'd been going out under Sean Smith and Friends or something like that, which obviously wasn't going to work. We all sort of agreed to come up with lists of names. And the only one who really came up with any number was actually Sean himself. He had a little notebook of names, almost all of which were absolutely appallingly bad. But one of them was Lunasa. And my girlfriend at the time had also suggested that Lunasa was a good word because, A, it's easy to say, which a lot of Irish words aren't phonetically, although there is another spelling for Lunasa, but that's another story. But and we just liked the kind of ring of it and the fact that it does actually mean something. It's Gaelic for the month of August, and it was one of the four pre-Christian Celtic festivals. It was Festival of Harvest. So it has nice sort of connotations and a nice ring to it. And we thought, okay, that sounds grand. It's only for 6 weeks, that'll do.
We can make it. We can make it through. We're talking with Trevor Hutchinson from Lunasa. Lunasa is going to be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on March 1st at 3 o'clock. And Trevor, not only are you bringing the band, but you're bringing a couple of special guests with you when you come.
We have two very special guests. Yeah, we have an amazing fiddle player called Cathal Hayden, who is from a band called Four Men and a Dog. He's actually from the same part of Tyrone as I'm from. So it's nice. I've kind of lost my thick Tyrone accent, so it's nice to hear a bit of the way I should really be talking. He's an amazing fiddle and banjo player. So we're delighted to have him just for a few gigs. And then we have a singer from Dublin called Derry Farrell, who is, I've worked with Derry a lot over the years. He's incredible. He's as Dublin as it's possible to get.
Here are you guys coming over to America and doing all around the world. You're sort of keeping a musical tradition alive. How do you keep sort of that old sound fresh and new and alive?
Well, I guess it's a combination of, I suppose there's two aspects to the band. There's the sort of the melody players, and they would be, I mean, they're very steeped in the whole thing. So they're very aware of what you can change and what you can't change, you know, so they've a lot of respect for where it all comes from. And then myself and Ed on guitar, our interest would really be on how to really bring that to a wider audience, you know, by giving it a certain context or, you know, in the accompaniment. It's just how to sort of make it a bit more accessible, I think is probably the word.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. It's March 1st, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Go to troymusichall.org for details. You know, for some reason, I lost track of years, right? So I thought Live in Kyoto, well, that just came out. Well, it's been out for over a year now, right?
Yeah, I mean, we recorded it just over 2 years ago, I suppose. We were asked to do a live recording in Japan for our agent out there, who's a great friend and great supporter of the band. So we went out and we recorded three shows in the tiny little club in Kyoto, which is a very famous venue. It holds about 80 people. I think the Neville Brothers have played there. All these great acts. So it's one of these revered places. So we had three great nights. And again, I think most of that album came from the last night, when we finally got the tunes together. It's all new material as well, so it was quite a challenge to play stuff we hadn't played before as well and be recording it. So,
and are you guys looking to head either back into the studio or to do more live recording soon? Or,
well, I'm sure we will. Yeah, we've got our 30th year anniversary next year, so I don't know if we can get it together. We might have a bash at doing another one for then. But yeah, I'd certainly love to go back in the studio and have to come up with some new tunes first, but maybe this tour.
We're talking with Trevor Hutchinson of Lunasa. They're going to be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall March 1st, 3 o'clock. Trevor, before I let you go, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't say thank you for playing on Fisherman's Blues, one of my favorite right. records ever. So when they told me that I was going to be talking with you, I was like, no, I'm not. Really?
Oh, thanks for that. You're going back a few years there.
Yeah, a few, just a few, right? Trevor, thank you so much for talking with me.
Oh, not at all. It's been a pleasure. And looking forward to getting up to Troy.
All right, we'll see you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Very, very thanks.